we always have on Wednesdays, Mayor Gloria Hansen here from Fort Pierre. And as we talked about, you know, we've gotten to the point now where, okay, 4th of July is over with. Fort Pierre can take a little bit of a breath and just say, okay.
Until the next one.
There's always stuff going on in Fort Pierre. But let's go ahead and talk about this past weekend and how things went. Okay, this year was a little different because the pier side, we were able to shoot off fireworks that we don't normally aren't able to shoot off. So was it a little bit more sparsely populated over in Fort Pierre?
Well, you know, it was fun to look across the river and see all the activity going on. And I think that Pierre residents, for the most part, enjoyed it, enjoyed the opportunity to stay at home and do fireworks at home. As I've said, it was a win-win for us because we got to sell them, and then we didn't have to clean up.
Yeah. So,
and our maintenance crews did say there was noticeably less litter to be cleaned up. So so I hope everyone had a good time. I hope it was a good experience for the city of Pierre, and maybe we'll do it again next year.
You know, I saw something, and I didn't mention this to you, but I saw something over the weekend that I thought was funny. And people, I think with the whole COVID thing, everybody is just kind of had it, you know, and they just wanted to, you know, all of these celebrations got canceled and stuff like that around the country. And one of the videos that they showed was it was a video of a television, of course, so you're never really very good, but it was in Los Angeles. And this news helicopter was flying over the city of Los Angeles. And the news reporter, the anchor, was saying, we just want to let you know that fireworks are illegal in the city of Los Angeles, and you shouldn't be firing them off, and you could get up to a $50,000 fine if police find you, and went through this whole thing. But while this news chopper is going, the entire sky over Los Angeles was just filled with fireworks.
Lit up.
Well, because they said you might be upset that you can't go to your fireworks displays, you know, the ones that you normally do.
Right.
So people were doing it in their own backyards, and it was hilarious because of how they were explaining how they're all illegal. But if you were going to make one arrest, you were going to have to arrest hundreds of thousands of people because I think everybody was just kind of needing to blow off a little bit of steam.
Yeah, I think that's true. And, everyone is ready for this to be over, but... You know, Chuck, we do have to remind people it's not over. The numbers are still going up in Hughes County and Stanley County. And so people, you know, do what you have to do, but please social distance, wash your hands, wear masks.
And don't go out unless you have
unless
to go
you
out.
Have to. Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of discussion. I get a real kick out of the fact that wearing a mask has become a political statement.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of strange. But, you know, it's like putting on your seatbelt or putting on your life jacket or whatever. It's good self-care, but also you're doing it for your neighbor.
Yep.
You know, I think young, healthy people feel a little bulletproof and say, well, you know, I might get a little sick, but, I can get over it. And but what you're protecting is your grandparents, maybe the neighbor next door who is going through cancer treatment, maybe a baby that has some immune problems. You're doing it for your neighbors and for your family. So just be safe out there. Be smart, people.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So let's go ahead and talk about what we have coming up.
Okay.
It sounds like we have more stuff coming up this summer.
Oh, yeah. There are more rodeos. 4-H finals will probably take place unless something extreme happens. The dam run, the Street Masters dam run, is going to take place with a few adjustments. That's something... You know, you can get in your classic car and have fun and mingle, and you can do that safely. And so there are still some events that will take place and that can be done safely. What we used to call farmers markets have changed in nature and changed in name. Those are going to be called Fort Pierce Summer Nights, okay. And they are going to be on Thursday nights this year, and they will take place in August. And we are could still use some fundraiser meals or some kids activities or vendors. And so, you know, give me a call, and I'll get you to the right person if you want to participate in the Fort Pierce Summer Nights.
All right, so plenty of things still coming up, and again, we still have the rodeo. That's the other rodeo that's going to be coming up, right? Did I say that right?
Yeah, the 4-H finals.
4-H finals, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we still have that, mm-hmm. And so still a lot of things going on in Fort Pierce. So anything else we're missing?
I don't think so.
Okay.
If there is, we'll talk about it next week.
Okay. Well, let's do that. Mayor Gloria Hansen from Fort Pierce, thanks for coming in this morning and talking on People in the Neighborhood.
Thank you, Chuck.